Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Throughout history are examples of how sports reflects a political era, and world stages like the Olympics have become telling history lessons. A UC Davis political science professor understands this dynamic very well, and his new book takes us back to the Cold War era through the extraordinary success of a hockey team whose unlikely victory over the Soviet Union inspired their nation to fight back. That author is Ethan Shiner, and the book is titled Freedom to Win, a Cold War story of the courageous hockey team that fought the Soviets for the soul of its people and Olympic gold. Professor Shiner, welcome to Insight.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Where did your interest in how sports and politics intertwine, where did that begin?
Well, I was always a huge sports fan, and for some reason, I thought it would be a fun idea to teach a course on it. And so at first, the idea was here's a way of sucking in students. And so I got involved very quickly teaching things about civil rights, Jackie Robinson, Jesse Owens, things like that. But I quickly found that if we start looking at other countries, it gets a lot trickier to come up with really great stories. And well, actually, as I started, you know, going on a deep dive on that kind of stuff, I found that actually, there was an extraordinary story outside of our country, and that involved an invasion back in 1968, where the Soviet Union invaded a little country, Czechoslovakia. And in that country, people had no way to fight back, as there were 500,000 troops on their soil. And amazingly enough, the only way they could find to fight back was in a series of hockey matches in 1969. And so how I got into this, I thought sports would be a great way of bringing people to learn about politics. And it turned out that the greatest story came from something that we actually had very little information about. And that was the 1969 World Championships.
Well, let's take us back to 1969 when the Czechoslovakian men's hockey team, I mean, they became the first to ever defeat the Soviets twice at the World Hockey Championships. I mean, this arguably might be overlooked, you know, in history. So remind us why this is important. What did you learn?
Yeah, and in fact, it was totally overlooked. I mean, this was one of the things, as I started doing research, I found that there were only a small number of pages written at all in English. And I thought, you know, great, I can teach my students about this. And it turns out that since there was no information, it took me years to actually find enough to teach my students. So this goes back to actually World War II, where the Soviets had actually helped liberate Czechoslovakia from the Nazis. And then quickly, the Soviets helped force the Communist Party into a dictatorship upon Czechoslovakia. Well, by 1968, Czechoslovakia had a new leader, Alexander Dubček, who had created what was called the Prague Spring, where there was so much more freedom now in Czechoslovakia, and people totally rejoiced there. Well, the Soviets got worried and thought, okay, we're losing power over Czechoslovakia, and they send in these troops. They send in, you know, 500,000 troops to halt the freedoms. And so people in Czechoslovakia felt like, okay, we've been crushed here. We have no way to fight back whatsoever. They had all their freedoms being taken away. Well, Czechoslovakia, the people of Czechoslovakia were huge hockey fans. And precisely 7 months after the invasion were the World Championships of ice hockey in Stockholm, Sweden. And sure enough, the greatest team in the world was the Soviet Union. But the people in Czechoslovakia didn't care about any of that, about the Soviets being so great. They saw their freedoms being taken away. They saw that they had no way to fight back against the Soviets. And they said, you know, we have one way of gaining revenge, one way of doing something. And so they would told the players, we don't care what you do. When you go to Stockholm, just beat the Russians. And I actually spoke to tennis legend Martina Navratilova about these matches. So Martina was about 12 years old as this was all going on. And I mean, she was this incredibly brave little girl. As she saw Soviet tanks in her streets, she got out rocks and started throwing them at the tanks. And she watched these matches. In fact, 93% of all households in Czechoslovakia watched these matches on their televisions as they were going on. And Martina watched in her little tiny living room, watching on her little tiny black and white TV. And I asked her, what did these hockey matches mean? And she said the hockey games went beyond sports. They gave people hope, and they let us know that we still had the freedom to win. Mm. And that's where I got my title for this book.
Yeah, and that is so fitting. I mean, it just inspired a movement. It inspired hope, you know, at a time when there was profound hopelessness. Finally, I mean, this can resonate with readers today. I mean, this happened decades ago, but there are parallels to today. When someone is taking this in and learning about this overlooked piece of history, how do you want it to resonate with them when they close the book and they finish it?
No, that's right. I mean, it's particularly important as we see what's going on in Ukraine today. And certainly, you know, there are important differences between the Ukrainian case and Czechoslovakia back in 1968, but the similarities really stand out. I mean, in essence, both invasions were about Russia or the Soviet Union using its military might to try and maintain its empire. And my book offers a sad reminder that this isn't the first time this has happened. But also, one of the amazing pieces of writing this book and the aftermath is a Ukrainian publisher reached out to me, hoping to create a translated version of the book. And that itself highlights a really important parallel between the invasions. I mean, the people of both countries confront the question of how do you find inspiration to continue on when authoritarian forces threaten to engulf you? And in my book, I tell the story of how in Czechoslovakia in 1969, it was a hockey team that helped provide that inspiration.
Mm. Well, thank you for doing the work and the research to write this, Ethan.
Well, thanks for the opportunity to talk about it.
Ethan Shiner is a professor of political science at UC Davis and author of the book Freedom to Win. We have more information about that book on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, shoot us an email, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Arm Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Chris Feltz. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. And I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We will catch you back here tomorrow.